Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I went out to Crawford for my third visit since Lord Bush has been in office. And later in the shower, I will finish up some of the antics and things that happened, because they really do illustrate kind of a microcosm of our entire society. Kevin Smith, local radio reporter who contributes to several local stations, was also there. But Kevin, before I let you go and go to other callers, I wanted to ask you, just hearing my story about the Secret Service, I mean, I have it on video. I'm not kidding. I mean, he was so hateful, so rude. I mean, just walking up with a camera, shooting video of the first checkpoint, miles from the ranch. What are you doing? Get out of here! I was just like, no. I mean, doesn't that, I mean, does that make you as mad as it makes me, just how they treat us like slaves?
Well, it makes me mad, the black eye that Texas gets from all this, you know, and, you know, the gunshots at night, you know, people were talking about it, and, you know, the left was a little bit disturbed by it, and I think that's why you've got the responses of, who are you, who are you with, from some people, because they've had some instigators in there. But I said, you know, my answer was, hey, this is Texas, you know, I'd be some coyotes out there trying to get his livestock, you know. It's just not that
strange. Yeah, but it was a whole bunch of it in the middle of the night. It was definitely,
oh, I know.
Oh, you commies! You know, and again, they see, this is a key point, they see weirdos in cowboy hats with kids in camo outfits aiming toy machine guns at them, and the dad going, to me, you might have to get him, son. Next time, attack him. You know, the kid has a machine gun aiming at a little toy machine gun. The libs see that and freak out. They don't see my father, who wouldn't let me point a toy gun at somebody if I did. It went in the trash, who took me and taught me gun safety for 2 years before I could even shoot a gun, who taught me how to shoot through the same hole at 200 yards. You know, to them, guns are like connected to this phony war. But when I was talking to libs, I'm able to deprogram them and get them to go out and take gun safety classes and buy guns.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, they just see this phony conservatism, Kevin, and Bush is a poster child for that to make us look bad.
Exactly the same upbringing in the gun culture that you had.
I mean, you don't dress your kids up in camo and give them toy guns and have them aim them at people. My dad's dad didn't let him aim toy guns. His daddy didn't let him aim toy guns. In fact, in my grandfather's time, if you aimed a toy gun at somebody, you got a whooping. I just would get the gun taken away and put in the trash, you know, the toy gun.
The same way with me. I grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth, same as you did. I lived in the city. I wasn't allowed to have a pellet gun like the rest of my friends were. My mom was smart enough to know I'd kill animals with it or shoot a window out of the neighbors. But when I went to the
country... Not allowed to have a pellet gun, you're just allowed to have an M1 carbine.
Well, when I went to the country with my relatives, hey, there was no hesitation. Yeah, go with your grandpa, go with your uncle, y'all go shoot, you know. But it was...
Exactly. You have respect for the gun.
Oh, yeah.
That's why when this country had to go to war, we were unstoppable. Now, these guys, my point is, these guys shooting their mouths off about guns and their kids dressed up in these idiot suits, they don't, that guy's an idiot. I guarantee you we could outshoot him, and he makes us look bad.
Yeah, I want to just say this, the last thing, you know, talking to some of those victim families, you know, the father who lost a son in Afghanistan, who was murdered for exposing narcotics trafficking, and he really froze up when you got him on the camera. He said a lot more in just talking to people, and then the aunt that lost her nephew and all the, you know, connected stories of not paying for his funeral, not paying for the family. It's just heart-wrenching.
Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, this young man enlisted before 9/11, goes to Iraq, was there starting his third tour, and gets shot and killed, and then the baby's coming. The baby's going to be born next month, and they're telling him no money. The GI Bill's gone, folks. And if you go tell neocons, they'll go, shut up!
Well, it's just, you know, I just
sick.
Recommend people get out there and just, you know, put all the left-right stuff behind you and just go and approach these family members and just, you know what was amazing, Alex, is the hugs. Man, people were getting hugged out there. You know,
it was very, it truly was really good. And look, I know why Sheehan has now been picked up on by the media. That lady really radiates peace and love. She just has quite a presence.
What a pillar. What a pillar of strength.
She is a pillar
great
of strength.
Job, my friend.
You bet. I mean, I experience, folks, you know, I won't just say something if it isn't true. And it sounds corny, and I didn't want to say it, but there I've said it.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kevin Smith, who was reporting out there at Crawford yesterday, made a point that I'd forgotten to make. I mean, there's so many. There was a family out there whose son died in Afghanistan, blew his own head off at his desk 1 week before he was going to end 8 years in the Army, very highly decorated. And he was, I've got it all on video, but he was like an MP, and he had been, you know, military police, he'd been reporting on drug dealing, he'd complained, opium, folks, our government dealing it, supplying it to the troops there at the bases, and they just blew his head off. And they mentioned how he'd been back here on leave and gotten his wife pregnant, and he just died a few months ago. The baby's about to be born, and they went to the VA, they went to the government and said, they said, hey, the GI Bill ended. You don't get anything. I think there's like a $500 benefit or something for the mother, and now they're offering some kind of $10,000 insurance bonus, but that's starting for new troops. See, they kind of took all the incentives away, and now they're having to add some of them back to get people in, but then they'll also renege on those. They're now telling people from even some World War II vets that are left. This is mainstream news. And Korean War vets, Vietnam vets, Desert Storm vets, Grenada vets, not hardly anybody got hurt there except for friendly fire. Panama, well, that's a story in and of itself. They're just saying, no, no benefits, no nothing, no college, no nothing. Just shut up. But you go tell those neocons that, they'll go, shut your mouth, communist, you're trying to undermine with lies. You're funded by Soros. And again, they hold out a fake left to make anybody who's anti-war look bad. The globalists are sophisticated, folks, and they have a fake right to make conservative issues look bad. It's very sophisticated. All right, let's just rampage through your calls because folks have been holding too long. Who's up next here in order? All right, Lovebug in Michigan. Lovebug, welcome.
Welcome, Alex. It's an honor, really, honestly, to talk to you. I'd first like to say anyone who is like a first-time listener, I want to give your, you know, site the plug. They really are a wealth of knowledge and information. And, you know, if you really want to, you know, learn what your life is really all about, they should really check out your sites, you know, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars, and not be afraid to join that five, whatever it is, membership, because every single one of those videos, even when I was like, nah, this one doesn't sound that good, I would watch it, and it was more information than I've gained in years. So I just want to thank you for having that.
Oh, you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for the support. That makes our three webmasters work possible, and the four servers and the bandwidth. So thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just want to thank you for having that. And you're constantly asking, you know, people are asking you all the time, you know, Alex, what can you do more? And then you say to us, well, what can we do more? Well, I've come up with a few of these things. First of all, one of them I thought we could do on 9/11 is call in a 911 alert saying that we believe that there possibly is going to be like a, you know, that we have like, you know, unsettling feelings that there is like something going to happen, our country is going to be bombed, you know, just to make a public outcry using their system, you know, to have ourselves heard. If everyone who really truly believes
Well, we did that 2 months before September 11th, 4 years ago, coming up on 4 years, Operation Exposed the Government Terrorist. We said, call the White House, tell them, don't attack the World Trade Center and let your agent Bin Laden take the blame.
Right. Well,
but if more people would listen and call into talk shows and go to church and hand out flyers, we have a flyer on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that has a lot of the facts on it, just a one-sheeter. And that understanding is now being accepted, and the ground is very fertile for those truths. And call into C-SPAN and call into and just have a total awakening to, wait a minute, who really stands to gain from terrorism? Who gets their agenda through to invade more countries, to set up a police state, to seize oil supplies?
Absolutely. And another one, you've motivated me to the point of, I can't even necessarily, like, look at the world the same in any way. I mean, how can you? We've been asleep for so long, you know, and it's just an absolute lie that we've been living. And when you look at it, it's hard just to remain in it and be silent. So anyway, I am a teacher, but I'm giving that up this year, and I'm going to do a thing called the last week in August called the Seven Cities in September. And I'm going to pick seven cities that I'm going to drive my van to and have a projection TV and a video camera. I'm going to play your videos on walls outside, different areas, different wherever it is, and expose the truth. And also kind of have, like, almost make it a little hokey, like have a roulette wheel kind of thing, like, which city do you think it's going to be? Because I'm so angry at the fact that here we have, you know, terror alerts of they're going to drop nuclear, you know, have suitcase nukes, you know, on us. Here we are, right? And, but yet, if it was a tsunami coming in or a hurricane coming in, they would have us all evacuated. There'd be big, big warnings on the TV. Everyone needs to leave. You know, well, how come we don't get the same courtesy when there's bombs that are going to be dropped on us? I mean, isn't that the same thing, you know?
Well, the globalists are orchestrating it and all of it. And if they think we'll buy it, if they think we'll go along with it, they will do it. They're ruthless. They're very evil. But I think because of people like you, well, listen, when you do this, you got to take photos of what you do. You got to write an article for me about it. We'd love to post it on the site. And that's very exciting. And, you know, we talked about that yesterday. More Cindy Sheehan's, millions of us, men and women, going out, doing different, you know, activist things, you know, press releasing the media, the local media. Millions of us doing things like this. We will take this country back, and good to hear from you.
Nice to hear. Thank you, and God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. I don't know if you should give up teaching, though. It's good to have folks like you in there teaching. We need the good teachers to stay in there. But, hey, you know, whatever path you want to follow economically or, you know, in your employment, you know, do it. But sounds like you're a good person, and I'd love to have my children taught by somebody like you. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, that caller that you had earlier that was talking about Bush is so pro-gun and everything, you might have covered this story already, but it would have been interesting for him to hear it. There's an April 26, 2005 CNN story talking about the high court ruling on foreign convictions and gun ownership, and just reading a little bit from it, Clarence Thomas, Scalia, and I think it was Kennedy all voted to allow convictions in any court. That would mean Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, wherever.
Yeah, that's global government, and I remember reading that article at the time. Email that to me. I'd forgotten about that. I want to post that. Yeah, internationalism, where for a hate crime, a thought crime, they convict you in Germany, then you can't own a gun here. That's globalism.
Right, and it was Bush pushing it, and Thomas and Scalia, the one that are supposed to be so conservative. And
you can't tell this guy that.
Well, you're right. I think we've hit the new height of denial. I guess low when someone can say that it's not Bush that's bad, it's just his father. You know.
Number one, I'm liberal because I think Bush is bad.
Yeah,
I would tell these neocons out there, I'd go, well, you know, Bush gave us a $2.6 trillion budget. Good, it's for the war. I go, no, most of it's for expanding the BATF or Department of Education. Liars, shut the bleeping up.
Right.
I want to take a swing at you. And I'm like, well, I just wanted to get your opinion. Shut up, you know, get the bleeping out of here, boy.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to defend the Second Amendment. Yeah, you're one of those white right-wing Republicans. Get out of here.
These guys are crazy. Also, on the caller that was calling in just now, I agree what you want to do is commendable, but I also agree with you that teachers that are teaching truth in their classroom are very important.
It's like good cops are good FBI need to stay there, you know, if they can, because it's the good people that are still holding this country together. Great points,
right.
John.
Go ahead. One last thing. I had sent you a while back on the link about the principal that did the sugar-free school. I don't know if you're able to download
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I want to get him on. I told my producer to get him on.
It's a lady.
A lady. Yeah. I think there's a man doing it, too.
Oh, okay.
There's several. But the point is, I've been meaning to get one of those. One of them's in California, one of them's in Ohio, right?
Well, the one I'm thinking about is in Lithonia, Georgia.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is, though, I found the I don't know if you're able to download the article that I had because ABC News took it off their website.
Interesting. Listen, thanks for the call. I got to move on, or I might even be able to go to the other callers. But I really do appreciate your call. Yeah, the rates of crime and problems and misbehavior plunged, and there's actually a bunch of schools doing that. Let's go to David or Daniel. Daniel, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Hartford, but I've called you before from Houston, Alex. I was the kid who wrote the Facebook article, so it was interesting to see Facebook is expanding to 2,000 schools now, but that's actually not what I was calling about. One quick thing I want to mention, I don't think you put on your website that they're reorganizing the National Guard now so that the Pentagon and the federal government can now order the National Guard deployed in certain states, even if the governors refuse to do so.
Yeah, I've been covering that for 10 years.
Okay, now
you're talking about the Washington Post last Monday, the 40-page plan that Bob Barr decried. I read the article every day last week.
Okay.
Where troops will be on the streets running our lives. Chertoff came out and said, don't worry about it.
Well, I'm looking forward to my stay in the FEMA camp. But I wanted to, on the left gatekeeper thing, I was calling to talk about specifically Noam Chomsky.
Horrible creature.
Well, I want to talk to, if you could just give me about 30 seconds. He is a horrible creature. I believe this man is one of the most successful deep cover agents that the globalists have going, because it's the same when you look into the far right. What you'll see is that whenever there's a neo-Nazi group, it's controlled by MI6 or German intelligence or the FBI. Here's Noam Chomsky on the 2004 vote fraud. He says, I don't find any compelling evidence. An inaccurate count is in itself a random effect. As for collusion, yes, there are concerns, but concerns are not evidence. On the CIA, this is what he says. Or take the CIA, which is considered a source of a lot of these conspiracies. We have a ton of information, and the CIA is basically just an obedient branch of the White House. It's the same with the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and all these other crazy conspiracies people are racing around. They're nothing organizations. Of course they're there. Obviously rich people get together to talk and play golf, but it's not a plan. It's not a big surprise, you know.
Yeah, it's in-your-face world government. Stay there, stay there. I kind of get to the story. I kind of get to the news. These calls are so good. Stay there. I'll let you finish up.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Got a lot of high school kids and college students who go, "Do you read Chomsky? Oh, it's so hard to grasp it. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, it's, you know," they don't even know anything about politics. They just go, "Do you know Chomsky?" And it's just like a byword for, "Do you know the genius of Earth, the MIT pimp?" And, I mean, yeah, he talks about manufacturing consent and media manipulation. Well, everybody talks about that. And I mean, I've had him on as a guest, and it's just world government's going to save us from the evil American corporations. And I'm like, but the American corporations openly fund world government. Oh, no, they don't. That's just ridiculous. And he says there's no evidence of government involvement in 9/11 or even prior knowledge. It's just ridiculous. And then he gives no facts for that. Oh, and yeah, no evidence of election fraud in 2000 or 04. I mean, again, I'm not for the Democrats. It's, if you're going to have a staged election, you got to have those people lay down, too. Kerry's laid down. You know, it's staged. The point is that do I have to go into that? I mean, just evidence upon evidence upon evidence upon evidence. I mean, it's, and yeah, I've read, you know what, Daniel?
Yes,
listen, let me stop you. It's pointless to, I mean, you're welcome to talk about this on air, but I got to move on and I got to tell stories, take two more calls, that's all I'm taking. But why, you sound like a smart person. Why don't you take his quotes, decipher it, write me a big article, sound like an intelligent fella, email it to tips@infowars.com or over to Paul Watson at Prison Planet over there, and we'll post it and 10 million people will read your story. Why don't you do a 20-page paper on Noam Chomsky, the horror of the New World Order? Okay, now you got 45 seconds left. Go ahead.
Alex, I want to say, Noam Chomsky is somebody who will say there's propaganda. Well, here's what he won't talk about.
He'll tell you there's propaganda, but then never address any of the real propaganda.
I have letters with him. I just want to talk. I'll use my 30 seconds as best I can. I am writing an article. That's what I wanted to tell you. I had also written that Facebook one before. Noam Chomsky, I've got 14 letters between myself and the professor. He says, Bilderberg doesn't exist, doesn't talk about MKUltra, Federal Reserve, CIA drug dealing, the Echelon Network, the HARP system, chemtrails, any of the real hardcore issues. The CFR doesn't exist. On Operation Northwoods, he says, Operation Northwoods, I'm more skeptical about than anything. It doesn't even come close, and it was not carried out. Furthermore, it shows that nothing in history even remotely resembles what was proposed on 9/11. I mean, that is the document where they say we're going to switch the airplanes, we're going to crash them into buildings. He says, doesn't even resemble 9/11. We've got, I say, Alex, you need to spend more time exposing the left gatekeepers. Many people in your audience understand that Bush is corrupt. They understand that the Republicans are corrupt. Many of these liberals are running around. They're pushing gun control. They're pushing this environmental garbage from the World Wildlife Fund and the European Black...
Well, hey, end of story. Please do not tell. Look, I'm working so hard it's insane. And by the way, I'm going to be taking a vacation soon. You need to do it. Thanks for the call. I want the article. I want it in 2 days. But you've all got assignments. Listen, we got the audience. I can't write articles on all of it. I had 20 minutes this morning and wrote a half you know what attempt at an article about Crawford. And just covering news and taking calls. I'm running out of time just verbally talking about it. Just all of it. You got something good that isn't a bunch of... I mean, if the article isn't up to snuff, I won't post it. But or I'll post it as an email, as a comment. If it's good, I'll post it as an article. Send them to me. Delilah in Ohio. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. No, stop thanking me. Go ahead.
I wanted to share an interesting conversation that I had with a friend of mine out there in upstate New York. We were talking about the topic of the borders being wide open. And he mentioned something to me that was pretty interesting. He mentioned that about 3 weeks ago, he was driving by in Brewster, New York. And he had mentioned to me how he had seen out of like 150 people or something like that, it was like maybe 98 to 99% of all those people, just crowds and crowds of people. And he noticed that they were all pretty much Mexicans or probably illegal immigrants.
Well, yeah, there's 30 million illegals here now. They're going to double that in the next 15 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more. It's all run by the government to drive down wages and hurt all Americans.
That's exactly what we were talking about. I was mentioning this,
you're going to have troops watching you and a transponder on your license plate and all of this, but the illegal aliens are God.
Now, how do you make somebody understand, because when I was getting into this topic, and I was talking a little bit about, you know, your program and that kind of stuff, and where I'm getting all this information from, because obviously it's not on CNN or anything like that, and he asked me, he said, well, maybe you should be a politician or something like that, and I tried to get him to understand that it's too late to work within the system.
Well,
how do you explain to somebody why it's too late to work within the system?
It's a good question, Delilah. Will you take the answer off air?
Yes.
I'll try to answer when we get back. And then talk to Mark briefly. I got to tell the story of Crawford and then hit a few news items. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Friend who's not waking up, that human history is a long train of people struggling against oppressors, against slavery, and that history and who he is and where he comes from, regardless of what color he is nothing but an endless trail of examples of this, and that that's where he comes from. And again, regardless of his background, he comes from that. We all come from that. Black, white, purple, green, it doesn't matter. And that they divide and conquer, that they manipulate us. And at the same time, if the person doesn't get it and is laughing at you, move on. You're doing them a favor. You've got to have an attitude like this. An attitude really means it's what you believe, not what you're trying to believe. You've got to have the attitude of, I'm doing you a favor, I'm in command, I'm on the stick, I know what I'm talking about. You're in danger, buddy. You have been fooled. Now, let me give you the inside scoop, because I care about you. Tyranny is upon us. We're losing our freedoms. And, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. The New World Order wasn't built in a day. We're not going to tear it down in a day. This isn't going to happen overnight. We're not going to defeat this evil overnight. It's an attitude, though. It's an attitude. And so just stop putting up with the enslavement. Stop putting up with the tyranny. Tell him he better get involved. He better get informed. Bad things are happening. Let's go ahead and take one final call. Mark in Louisiana, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Las Vegas?
I keep doing that. It says L.A., and I just think, oh, that's Louisiana. Okay, Las Vegas.
Right. I was in the Marine Corps on active duty for 4 years. I was a 3rd Battalion Marine Regiment, the infantry unit. I'm a disabled veteran, 40%, rated by the VA. And you're so right when you talk about how benefits have been taken away. They actually use the fact that we're disabled veterans as an excuse to not give us our GI bills, and that's exactly...
But you're with Al-Qaeda.
If you say it, yeah. You have this so down... Right, you try explaining this to a neocon, and they're like, you must be some liberal there complaining about Bush and this government. You know, what do you think you're doing? And I'll tell you another thing that this is a good talking point against the war. I noticed, all these big fraudulent so-called veterans organizations like the DAV and the VFW and the American Legion, you know, they help conflate this idea that you're supporting the troops and the veterans by supporting the war policy, and these politicians, and mix the two together, they come out supporting the war, and then, like, a couple days later, you, like, read one of their publications, and they'd be complaining that veterans are so underserved, and I've never, for the life of me, understood how somebody who realizes that veterans are underserved and aren't taken care of properly can turn around and say, support making more disabled veterans.
No, I hear you. Thanks for the call, Mark. Listen, we have a government that promised the World War I fighters... We lost, 400,000 troops or something insane? Some insane number. It's near that. And they promised them, oh, you're getting a big bonus when you get back. It was like $500, $400. And, man, they all camped out, a couple thousand of them demanding their bonus. They just rode them down, machine gunned them, killed a whole bunch of them. I mean, that's how you support. Well, that's right. They're a bunch of traitors. Or you sit there and, supporting the troops means sticking a Chinese plastic American flag on your car. You know, so many of these gung-ho types, when their kid dies, and they get that letter home right before they die, it's all lies over here. We're fed rotten food, you know. And then they finally get the letter back, and their son's dead, and a lot of them finally wake up, but some of them aren't going to wake up. I mean, it's a worship of government. It's worshiping George Bush. It's bootlicking is what it's called. And again, Bush is just a figurehead. They're just licking the boots of a figurehead, a statue. Might as well be a statue. A smirking statue with pointed ears. And that's all it is. I mean, Democrats worship Bill Clinton the same pathetic fashion. We got to get past that. But, they tested chemical and biological weapons on our troops en masse. En masse. Over and over again, they admit it. You mention that to people in Crawford, they'll just scream, you know, the 7, 8, 9 people out protesting for Bush. What about chemical and biological testing? You got a new test or the enemy's going to kill us. Yeah, but the Army documents show they knew it was going to hurt the troops dropping an A-bomb a mile and a half from them. Well, just, I ain't talking to you. Shut up. Son, you may have to kill people like that someday. I mean, just to see them willfully losing their minds, losing the control of their own destiny, to see them... All right, let me just get to this story now. And I didn't plug my videos last hour, and I may not plug them this hour in the interest of time. Just go to InfoWars.com and get them. They're excellent. They wake folks up. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and you'll get all the reports from Crawford, the video reports, reports from England, all my films, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll try to plug in the last minute of the show. If I'm able to, I will. But, all right, everybody keeps saying, go to Crawford, go to Crawford, go to Crawford, go to Crawford. And I'm covering Crawford and having a few guests on the last few weeks about it. And my wife says, you need to go to Crawford. And, you know, I know a diversion story when I see one. Not that it isn't important what Cindy Sheehan's doing, and not that the other mothers and fathers out there, dead vets, aren't important. But overall, a million other serious things are going on, and this is being turned into a big spectacle. But I am down the road, and there's always a story behind the story, and that could become an illustration of some of the propaganda we're facing. So I got in the car yesterday morning at 8 a.m. and drove an hour and a half up there. And so let's just tell the story of the day. In McGregor, I get pulled over by a police officer for going 60 in a 40. And boy, it's set up for speed checkpoints. I mean, it's set up for that. It's 60, then it's 70, then it's 40, then it's 50, then it's, I mean, in the space of 200 yards. But I get the ticket. He walks over. Okay, I deserve it. Give me the ticket. And he goes, "You're Alex Jones. I listen to you on the radio back in KJFK days, and I listen to you on George Norrie. But I'm still giving you a ticket." And I go, "Oh, he goes, the Secret Service comes through here, though. I don't give them a ticket because I don't want to end up dead." And I go, "Oh, you know about the New World Order? Uh-huh. But I still gave you a ticket." So he was a fan, still gave me a ticket. But I'll tell you, I've had a lot of other police that let me off. I haven't had a ticket in about 2-3 years. So, see, I bragged about it, so it happened. He probably heard me brag about how every cop that pulls me over, I've run into, has been a fan and lets me go. I was speeding. I got the ticket. A hefty one, too. Ian McGregor. But, okay, I had to tell that. Boring, who cares, but I spent 45 seconds on it. So I get on into Crawford, and I come to the four-way stop. They're about to turn and drive the, 10 more miles out to the ranch. And there is this giant store that says Bush Gifts, and the whole store is stuff about worshiping George Bush and how he's a fighter pilot, and there's giant Ten Commandments, and we thank Bush, and real M16s, and Heckler and Koch submachine guns welded into this giant Liberty Bell. And it's just, and weirdo, yuppie bikers literally chanting, and Cindy Sheehan scumbag, and I'm interviewing them, and weirdos in cowboy hats with little kids in camo. And I go, "Well, I see these big Ten Commandments here. But Bush actually supported the Alabama attorney general that went after Judge Roy Moore and then promoted him to a federal judgeship. I don't care about the Ten Commandments. At first, I'm a Christian. I love George Bush." Soon I said that. Bleeping bleep, FS bleep. I don't give a bleep about the Ten Commandments. Kill them Arabs. And, I mean, these are people like driving $50,000, $60,000 bikes, brand new giant pickup trucks, Rolex watches. These are nouveau riche, folks. They're scum, man. I mean, just shameful trash. And some of them are a little nicer. I won't say what I think of that bleep. She's being used by a bunch of commies. Well, Bush wants to get rid of the borders, and Bush is the Supreme Court ruling, take our private property, and it was a lot of liberals who actually dissented. Well, whatever, you got to build, you got to do what you got to do. We got to get them before they get us. Yeah, but the CIA says Iran isn't a threat for 10 years. I mean, our own government's helping arm North Korea. Shut up. Are you with them? I tell you, you ought to take a swing at you. No. The CIA says we don't need to. I support the president, boy. And suddenly, these guys' eyes would go crazed. It was like a bunch of Charlie Mansons. It was like a demonic spirit. I described that at gun grabber conferences. Only other time I've seen it with Million Moms. The same. But they were even more Charlie Manson. It was more of a sneaky, slithering monkey likeness to the Million Moms. This was like some of these were good-looking families, 6'4" guys that looked like John Wayne with cowboy hats and little, handsome kids and good-looking wives, but acting like demonic pig monsters. And then, just big, dirty-looking bikers with big old beards going, "Shut up, scum." I said, "Well, you're going to take a swing, take it." Man, I would love to. I'd had it all on camera, boy, I'd have just instantly launched into those people. They'd have found out, that the power of light's a lot power in the dark side they're tuned into. But, I'm ashamed that's how I felt, that's how I did. I have a bunch of scum around me. See, I just switch into, this cornered animal thing, but it actually feels good when a bunch of scum gets around me. And, "Yeah, boy, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah." Just, you're trash, you're sick scum. And I would sit there. And I'd go, "What about the troops not giving them treatment? That's a lie. Just get out of here, you effing, bleeping scumbag." Well, Alberto Gonzalez is for the Second Amendment. I don't care about the Second Amendment. I love Bush. Folks, I'm not exaggerating. Most of this can't even be put on the web. I, I'm, I mean, it'll take hours just to bleep it all out. Then you had other groups of real quiet Christian types, but they're like not even Christian. They're like totally, while these people are saying all this, and I'm going, can't you? And I go, what about Skull and Bones? What about, you're of the devil, get away from me, he's of the devil, get him away. I mean, literally, and I'm going, no, Bush, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, I've heard this before, you're of them. I mean, they were cult members, folks, cult members. And out of, I don't know, the 5, 6, 7 people in town, you'd have 2 or 3 here, 2 or 3 there. Then there were like 8 maximum out there at the, protesting against the hundreds of peace people who were mainly former conservatives, who are real conservatives now, recovering neocons, who are really nice, good people. Predominantly, there was some scumbag gatekeeper left, really annoying, very akin to the other scum. But there was one person out with the pro-New World Order Bush people, pro-Bush people out at Crawford Ranch. There was one guy had a red beard. He was nice. And he said, look, Alex, I know who you are. Agree with a lot of what you say, but I don't believe Bush is behind 9/11 like you do. And he would actually talk, so I interviewed him for a while. And listen, I believe we hired him to do a job, and we're in a war, and it's tough, and we got to win this thing before they come get us over here. And I hear a lot of what you're saying, Alex, but I just, we got to stick with the leader. I mean, at least he wasn't a crazed maniac. I mean, folks, and believe me, I wasn't crazed. I mean, I've gotten a lot calmer. I get crazed on the radio. I was out there calmly interviewing people. And I mean, if you disagree with them or you brought up any salient point that disagreed with them in any way, I mean, I'd walk over and go, so what's going on with, why are you here? Let me just tell you, scumbag, you ought to get right back over there, you bleeper, before I just unloose on you, before I open up a can. You're like, well, I saw you hug her. Because they'd see me hug Cindy Sheehan. She was so nice, she gave me a hug. Oh, Alex, thanks for coming. I saw you. Meanwhile, the guy's going, other guy, you see him, son? Next time he says, use that weapon on him. Little kid's got a little plastic AK-47 aiming it at me. I mean, they were like turned into animals, folks. Turned into gibbering, demonic smoke coming out of their ears. They were, folks, I could almost see the demons in them. I mean, it was literally spiritual. They were just so evil, and they didn't even know it. That's the ultimate slave. Christ said it. They're not as blind as those that have eyes and can't see. I mean, the servants of the New World Order, most of them are just these gibbering, emotional. And you know what? I've been to football games, and I've seen, the last time I went to a UT football game about 10 years ago, I mean, the crowds were getting vicious and angry, and women were grinding their teeth. I mean, just, yeah. I talked to Paul Watson, who still goes to soccer games, football games, and he says, he gets into it. And I'm like, stop doing it, man. It's dangerous. It's like mass mind control. They take your normal animal instincts of resisting tyranny and misdirect them into like weird little facsimiles, and they shunt them into these weird little... And with the left gatekeepers, I mean, we were constantly... I mean, here I am raising money for the Peace House, a few guests we've had on, and I need to use the bathroom or something, and they go, who are you? Are you with a conservative group? Are you with a... don't look quite hippie-fied. And, well, you really can't use the bathroom here, but it was always... Most of the people were real nice, but they were always like these self-appointed people who Cindy would actually have to shoo away from us. Now leave them alone. They're nice. And they were really annoying, the classic dumbbell, bleeding heart liberal. You're Alex Jones. I've heard of you. I've been warned. But most of them were like, old hippie women and, rich old ladies, the classic types that come to stuff, and just good Christian conservative families that were out there against the war. But there were that handful of types, But listen, the liberals from all over the country knew who I was. And 95% of them were positive, waking up, and, you changed my mind about the Second Amendment. It really makes sense now for a tyrannical government. I never really saw it, and now I see it. And I go, yeah, you see that scum over there with their kid pointing a fake machine gun at you? You think it's about mindless violence? No, it's about resisting that. Yes, I see. You're right. And I see now that big government's for the corporations, and that big government isn't going to help us. And we've got to, I see, you really changed me. You really just hundreds. I mean, I say hundreds, dozens and dozens came up and said that of the hundreds. And it was, it was really heartening and encouraging. But we were constantly being nipped at by self-appointed minions. We were always being nipped at by, because I wasn't wearing the uniform. The uniform of the others were cowboy hats and Marine Corps shirts and Army shirts, and the uniform of the other was earrings and, that was it to check us out. It didn't help that some in our group, had shirts on, pro Second Amendment shirts. And of course, there'd been gunshots in their direction the night before, so they were a little skittish. And of course, if a Democrat was in office, the liberals would be almost as frothing. I mean, I've had them squirt water on my camera years ago and hit me with signs and call the cops on me, but we're definitely deprogramming the left if we just get out of this false system. We'll be right back with some final tidbits about the Crawford trip.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
But imagine the left, who's starting to wake up, starting to figure out the government's bad, government's big, government's controlled by corporations. When they're starting to figure it out, they're starting to shift paradigms. But imagine them seeing the cretins, the creatures, the under-the-rock dwellers. And I don't mean how they looked. I mean their mentalities that were there just literally frothing in hatred at them. There really was a spirit of lovingness and goodness and everything over there with the hippies. I mean, they mean well, folks. They're just misguided. But actually, you come at it with a common sense approach, and you're not some frothing neocon, you can actually deprogram them. And that's how we're going to defeat the New World Order. We are not going to do it by worshiping George Bush, I assure you. And the whole time I was there, I was saying, you know, when Democrats get in office, were you against the Serbian war? Yes, I was, but not enough. Yes, the Democrats are evil. You know, we're causing that shift, but just, you know, the end of the day, to go down right at sunset and to pull up, you know, I mean, on the, you know, it's major, you know, in a little Texas highways there, farm roads, and just to have the Secret Service, get out of here! What are you doing here? Well, we're press. We're just get out of here. Well, no. It was all just color of law. Just get out of here. And the guys sitting there taking pictures of us. Because we're all evil. We're all criminals. We're all bad. You know, basically, we're all Al-Qaeda. And that's miles from where Bush is even at. I mean, it just... Because, you know, when I was in London, we took photos and shot video. And we'd see police with machine guns. And, hi, we talked to you. Sure, bloke. We come over and stand behind them and say, hey, those were nice officers. It seemed like the special forces type cops were nice, because I guess they're not wimps. It was all little petty assistant cops who were like, we'll arrest you, turn your cameras off, you know, walking down the street. So if you're bad, we'll show you as bad. If you're good, we'll show you as good. We want to find good. We want to. Believe me, every day I try to go, oh, things aren't this bad. Oh, things aren't that. Folks, look at this news. Janitors nationwide, one company with 500,000 employees, this is WISI-TV. They're going to be searching your home and tattling and spying on you. Mainstream news on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Half-price Colombian fighters offered for Iraq. U.S. companies operating out of Ecuador says it has signed up 1,000 Colombian police and military staff to work as hired guns in Iraq for less than half their U.S. counterpart salaries. Folks, that's been going on for a year. Tens of thousands, former death squad commanders, a former death squad leader, the captain of all of them. Negroponte is now our supreme head of domestic intelligence, and the news says they're going to be having troops in our daily lives. Colombians have been fighting terrorists for 41 years and are experts in their respective areas. Explosives and guerrilla warfare, said FI Security Investigation, says on its website. I mean, you know, finally it's in the mainstream news. How long have I been talking about that? Here's another one. Chips could track car plates. Newsmax, a controversial plan to embed radio frequency identification chips in license plates in the United Kingdom, also may be coming to the U.S., experts told UPI's Wireless World. They almost passed this year in Texas. They're going to start taxing us with them next year. Folks, I'm not kidding about this, see? Bush signs bill creating electronic prescription monitoring. Everything you do prescription-wise instantly uploaded federally. Digital birth, ID stirs privacy debate. Palm Beach Post, they want to digitally thumbprint and scan you at birth. Here's another one. Bush slaps down general, top general, after he calls for troops to be pulled out of Iraq. Huge report Paul Watson and I put together on Prison Planet right now. The secret border wars, death squads in America. Such an important, underreported, really not reported story you got to get. Army recruiters going after the parents of kids now to brainwash them. And if you want to support us, go to Infowars.com or Prison Planet and order my videos, or go to Prison Planet and watch them online. Get out there and take on tyranny. Get out there and fight the New World Order. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.